Hoshea Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Vav. So in the previous Pasuk, we heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to lead us gently, tried to hold us with the yoke of loving kindness, rather than to drag us against our will. And yet, we subjugate ourselves to other nations anyway. V'chala cherev be'arav. And a sword is going to rest in his cities. Because you know what? He couldn't wait to get out from under HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to go to nations who do not love us. The chilusav adav ve'achala mi moatzo sehem. It'll destroy his branches, and it will consume because of their counsels, because of their advice. Their yoatzim are advisors. So what you wanted, what your smart people told you, was to be under Ashur's yoke, which is not a friendly one, unlike HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And in the end, you're going to get chopped up. Your great men are going to be consumed. Your villages are going to be consumed. The idea of the sword in the cities and then the branches is a little obscure, but most people say it's large communities and small ones. Your behavior is out of ignorance and carelessness with regard to adherence to the Torah. There is a certain irony noticeable in the text. What they thought is they're going to be completely independent and free. And by being free of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you end up subjugating yourself to the bonds of Avodah Zarah and terrible behavior and your own shallow values. Zayin ve'amisu luim l'mshuvasi. My people waver. They go back and forth about whether they should do tshuva or not. The Nevi'im tell them what to do, but they don't want to until they're pushed into a corner. Vel al yikra uhu. Yachad lo yiromim. And they call out to the heights, El Al. I assume this is the pasuk where the name El Al comes from. El Al. It's even spelled the same way. And to the heights. But the problem is, just like the song Chazak Chazak that I'm always talking about, that it disturbs me. El Al in this case disturbs me, because this is El Al calling out to the heavens, calling out not to God, but to Avodah Zarah, to orbs and other things. But there's no unity as to what the Al is. Yachad lo yiromim. They won't even agree on what the Al is supposed to be. El Al. My goodness. Everything's in the Torah. Everything. Ches, eich etencha Ephraim. How will I give you, Ephraim? You have sinned all the time, and I still, how can I give you into the hands of the enemy, says Radak. Amagencha Yisrael. How can I deliver you, Yisrael? I really want to. Eich etencha ke'adama. How do I make you like Adama? Like Adma, I'm sorry, not Adama, but Adma. Adma utzvayim. These are the cities that were overturned. Sodom, Amorah, Adma, Utsuvayim, back in the time of Lot. I don't want to destroy you completely. I don't want to make you completely wiped out like the cities around Sodom. Simcha Kitzavoyim, to make you like Tzavoyim that is completely obliterated. I can't. I can't bring myself to do it. Napach olai libi. My heart is turned within me. I can't. I have to leave at least some of you alive. Yachad nichmaru nichumoy. Together, my remorse has been stirred up, has been kindled. I can't. I feel terrible. Every time terrible things happen to the Jewish people, it's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rejoicing and dancing up and down, up in Shammai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, it hurts. It hurts to do this to you. You're forcing me. Tesla, a beautiful promise. Lo es echaron api. I will not execute the complete kindling of my anger, my complete charon af. I'm not going to do it. It's a promise. Lo ashul shaches Ephraim. I will not return to destroy Ephraim absolutely. I won't. Even if I chastise them, even if I exile them, I'm not going to obliterate them. Ki el anochi velo ish, because I am God, I am not a man. Truer words never spoken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite what, you know, commenters and all of the New York Times websites and everything want to say in their atheism or antagonism to God, you can't, God isn't going to get hurt by your internet chat rooms. I am God, not man. Kirbucha Kadosh, in your midst is the Holy One. V'lo avo bi'ir. I will not enter a city, not another city. Yerushalayim is my city. You wanted me in Shomron? Well, you didn't want me in Shomron, right? You built Shomron and you weren't going to go to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is it. Yerushalayim is it for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I put my Shechina on Yerushalayim and there it's going to stay. Yud acharei Hashem yelchu ka'aryeh yishog. They will follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I may remove my Shechina from among them because of the iniquities. I may exile them. But eventually they're going to come back. They will follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will roar like a lion when they, it's time for them to leave the exile and follow him. Rabbi Wein, I've quoted this before, has said when the Mashiach comes, it might be inconvenient for a lot of people. But when the lion's roaring, ki hu yish ag, he shall roar, v'yecherdu vanim miyam, and the children will hurry, yecherdu, they'll tremble, the exiles will be gathered from the west of Eretz Yisrael, out to the Mediterranean, out to Greece, out to Europe, out to America, out to everywhere we are. We're the Gullus in the West from the Middle East. We're going to come. The time is going to come. And finally, Yecherdu Chitzipor mi Mitzrayim. They will hurry. They will hasten. They will tremble like a bird from Egypt. Like a dove coming back to its home, like a homing pigeon. Uchiyona me'eretz Ashur, and like a dove from the land of Ashur, from Assyria as well. This is a great relief to hear that the 10 tribes will rejoin all of Klal Yisrael together. Bahushatim al botehem ne'um Hashem, and I will place them in their houses, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Securely, says Mezudas David, in safety. For Eretz Yisrael to be safe and secure is something we all dream of, because Eretz Yisrael is constantly under attack. And no matter what we do, it feels like the entire world is against us. But when Mashiach comes, when the lion roars, we will be back where we belong on a permanent basis.